This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, let's talk about what they're doing over at Overhead Door Company right now. You can get cash for your clunker of a garage door. Maybe you've been in the house for a while. Maybe you just moved in and you realize you need an upgrade, maybe because of mechanical problems or you just want something different. A new garage door can add such a beautiful change to the curb appeal of your home. You should go online to OverheadDoorSt.Louis.com and just look at their collection. In the meantime, they'll pay you cash for your clunker, and you can apply that toward the new garage door from Overhead Door Company. It's fantastic. Take advantage of that opportunity while you can. In the meantime, if you're having garage door issues, you need somebody to call. They'll do same-day emergency service with the original Red Ribbon Overhead Door Company. They've been around since 1926. Here's the number, 314-781-5200. That's 314-781-5200, OverheadDoorSt.Louis.com.
Why do the national tax resolution firms need the tiny fine print at the bottom of all their TV ads? Hi, this is Lance Drury with the Lance Drury Law Firm. You don't hear fast-talking disclaimers in our ads because the claims we make are 100% transparent. The Lance Drury Law Firm primarily focuses on one thing, IRS problems, and we're regulated by the Bar Association, and we have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. IRS issues are serious legal issues. The Lance Drury Law Firm has helped thousands of clients navigate the best resolution plans, and we tell you up front exactly how much it'll cost. Tax resolution law is all we do. So before you send money to some out-of-town, high-pressure salesperson, give us a call at the Lance Drury Law Firm, located right here in St. Louis. Call today to schedule your free consultation with me, 314-260-6120, or visit LanceDrurylaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Living in reality. The Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Morning Show, on the air and streaming at 971talk.com.
And even those who were out of step with what we are advocating, peaceful protest, did not create any violence. Nobody was shot. Nobody was killed. Get it in your head.
Yeah, Maxine Waters there, the congresswoman, trying to tell you not to believe what your eyes saw in the streets of L.A. Question is it coming here to St. Louis or other cities? And it looks like New York's already having problems. We've got Eben Brown from Fox News Radio who's covering this story this morning. Eben, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, so we've got protests already planned here for St. Louis, I believe, Friday and Saturday of this week.
Well, you're not alone then. there have been protests that have been popping up really in a number of cities, not just in L.A. L.A. obviously getting the most attention because these seem to be the most wildest of them. New York has seen some. L.A. has seen it. Atlanta has seen it. Boston has seen it. Tampa has a small one. Even they arrested a few people, I believe, in some of these cities. Yeah, it was Atlanta where there were some arrests already. Six people arrested at one anti-ICE rally. I think you won't see them get as far out of control in some of these cities because I think there's a bit more of a pro-law enforcement attitude. So, for instance, in Tampa, you're not going to see the Tampa police or the Hillsborough County, Florida sheriff allow these protests to get unwieldy. I wonder about Boston and Chicago, where the mayors tend to be more aligned with that of L.A. Mayor Karen Bass, openly hostile towards President Trump's immigration enforcement policies. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. If they don't want the National Guard in their business, then and they need to do their business. I think that's the attitude of the White House.
Have you heard about any safety measures some of these cities are taking, or businesses, for example, worried about vandalism or looting or something like that? Maybe they're preemptively boarding up. I don't know. Maybe that seems too dramatic, but I'm sure there's a concern from some of these businesses in these areas.
Well, I would imagine there would be, because they've all seen the video out of L.A. where there's been looting and rioting. I mean, it seems like every time there's one of these out-of-whack protests that their looting happens, and they always go after the Apple store. It always gets ransacked. And so that happened again in L.A., that there was an Apple store location where you saw people rummaging through the things, stealing everything they can, leaving the place an absolute mess. So I would imagine if you're not the Apple store with the major international corporation behind you to, you know, protect, you know, or ensure the operation of the store despite something like this. If you're a small business, if you're a small convenience mart owner, or a small restaurant or something like that, getting ransacked like this could put you out of business. Business interruption insurance probably doesn't cover riots. You lose, your assets, you lose products. You have to make up that cost somehow. It could affect how you're able to pay employees, especially then if you're not operating the business because it's been ransacked. That affects everything. So, when these rioters go after the uninvolved person who owns the little bodega in the protest zone, you're destroying their livelihood, and you're certainly not achieving the goals you set out to achieve by protesting, whether it's to stop the ICE raids or free Palestine or whatever.
To your point, I can't wait to see the Ron DeSantis reaction if this breaks out across Florida. I'm looking at this No Kings website. That's the organization that seems to be organizing a lot of this stuff. And they've got...
Something happened. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. No. Something did happen a couple days ago, which was really ridiculous. The press office for Governor Gavin Newsom of California put out a picture of Miami Beach police arresting someone. I think it was supposed to be from, one of the Memorial Day weekends. And they're surrounding a guy. They've got him handcuffed. And the caption was, why hasn't the White House ever sent the National Guard to Miami Beach when these things happen? And the answer, of course, is because the Miami Beach police are doing their job when things get a little rowdy during peak seasons at Miami Beach. They have it under control. In fact, they've eliminated a lot of the violence that used to plague the place during a Memorial Day weekend. They've incredible police presence and curfews and things like that. They've done that all proactively. So it was kind of a silly thing for the governor of California's press office to tweet out.
Evan Brown, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet.
Yep, it's spreading is what's happening. It's going to happen here. I got a tip yesterday, and this was indirectly through Twitter of something that's going to be taking place in downtown St. Louis apparently as well. And this is some pro-Russian front group allegedly that's going to be organizing at the entrance of a Tower Grove Park.
You said tomorrow, right?
Friday. A Friday. 5:30 to 6:30, and people are expecting them to engage in potentially violent acts.
Well, Kimberly, our listener, saying she saw a warning today, Tam Avenue overpass.
Oh, police, so, yeah. Well, police we'll are see. Aware of this one. I know that. There's planned unrest at several of these. See how that goes over in Missouri. That'll be a test for Governor Kehoe and Mayor Spencer.
Get more at 971talk.com.